This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Russia's President Putin is pointing a finger at the West as the one-year anniversary of the war in Ukraine approaches.
Putin started his State of the Nation address by justifying his invasion of his neighbor by accusing Western countries of threatening Russia. Russia's president said a year ago, in order to protect people on our historical lands, to ensure the security of our country, to eliminate the threat that came from the neo-Nazi regime that developed in Ukraine after the 2014 coup, it was decided to conduct a special military operation, and step by step, we will carefully and consistently solve the tasks before us. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Biden's in Poland, Ukraine's neighbor, where he will rally allies to keep standing behind Ukraine after the president's visit to Ukraine yesterday. AP White House correspondent Zeke Miller.
The symbolism of this sort of trip really can't be understated. Certainly, Joe Biden is among the last Western leaders to make this trip, but he's certainly in the highest profile. I mean, it's an important indication of U.S. and allied support for Ukraine coming up on the one-year anniversary of the war.
The Supreme Court is taking up its first case about a federal law that protects Google, Twitter, Facebook, and other companies from lawsuits over content posted on their sites by others. This case involves an American college student killed in a terror attack in Paris, and whether the student's family can sue Google for helping extremists spread their message. The National Weather Service is warning of a massive winter storm that will spread over much of the U.S. over the next few days. The big storm expected to dump heavy snow from the west coast to the northeast through Thursday. Freezing rain forecast for the lower Great Lakes. Home Depot says every hourly employee will get a raise starting this month. Starting pay will be at least $15 per hour. This is AP News. The transportation secretary is urging safety after the train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. The AP's Mike Hempen.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg wants freight railroads to immediately improve safety while regulators work to strengthen safety rules. Buttigieg says the Department of Transportation will hold Norfolk Southern, the railroad responsible for the derailment, accountable for any safety violations that contributed to the crash. It resulted in toxic chemicals being released, forcing evacuations. State and federal officials have reiterated that their testing of air and water samples in the area doesn't show any dangerous level of any toxins. But some people have been complaining about constant headaches and irritated eyes and worry about returning to their homes. I'm Mike Hempen.
Gas is $3.40 a gallon this morning, down about a penny in a week. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.